it's time for everybody's favorite show, the Heather Nursery Gardening Corner. Now, here's the gardening expert, Dwayne Hastad, along with Paul Ramo, whose gardening knowledge stops at the produce section of the grocery store.
And a good Thursday morning, everyone. Paul Ramo here in the studio with another garden show with Dwayne Hastad from Heather Nursery and Floral. And, Dwayne, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
How's your morning going?
Oh, I did some grass seeding this morning, believe it or not, and spraying some trees, and I got hot, so I got to come in and cool down.
Well, it's supposed to get cooler during the week here, rest of the week and the weekend anyway, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
So we've been busy planting grass seed and spraying it with our Grow Greener grass solution, and it's popping out of the ground right now.
Yep.
If you got a seeding project, I'd get it done and get it out there.
All right. Yeah, you were over at my house the other day working hard, you and Randy.
Yeah. What we're doing at Paul's is we have a contract to make his lawn beautiful.
That's right. Because so Paul doesn't do a good job at it.
But a lot of people don't want to do that, Paul. They want, you know, this year with the rain, your lawn should look fairly good if you'd been taking care of it. What we're doing with Paul's to renovate it is that I went and sprayed it with our product that's called Grow Greener Grass, which is going to improve the structure of the soil, okay?
Yep.
And then we fertilized it, and we put an insecticide down on it, Paul. And then Randy came over there with our inner seeder and seeded grass, drilled it into your lawn.
Yeah, he had some kind of weird-looking machine. And it puts the grass seed deep in the ground?
Oh, not real deep. Shallow.
Okay.
The grass seed just barely wants to be covered, but it's a drill that drills it into your existing lawn.
Hmm.
Okay, so then we're going to let that come up, Paul, a little bit, and then we're going to come over and spray the weeds out in a couple weeks.
Okay.
And you got a good start for next spring, and then we're going to control your crabgrass in the spring, because that was horrible this year.
Yeah, you notice how much crabgrass is in my backyard.
Yeah. Well, it's just a waste of time and money right now, because crabgrass dies, okay? But there's seeds there for next year, and we put on a product that'll prevent those seeds from germinating, and then we'll spray your weeds again next spring and fertilize it.
Okay. Yeah, you and Randy, you're doing a lot of manual labor.
I thought I was done with that.
Yeah, I teased Randy. I said, man, I didn't realize you did manual labor.
Randy does a lot. Randy and John make a good team. They do a lot of landscaping, and then we had like two high school kids and two college kids working with them this summer, so they do a lot of landscaping.
Okay, good.
And we still are, so if you need a landscape estimate, that's my job.
Okay. Well, let's open up our phone lines again for some lawn or garden questions for Dwayne. You can give us a call at 320-598-7301. That's 598-7301. And, Dwayne, what's the plant of the week we're going to talk about?
You know, I forgot.
It's sod.
Oh, that's what it was.
That's what we've been talking about, kind of.
Well, lawns and sod. And if you go on Facebook, and Paul posted it, you can see the volunteers at the Dawson Golf Course. We re-sodded two greens and parts of a couple more. And we've got special sod. It's called bent grass, and that's for the greens because you can be able to mow that shorter. So we sodded with bent grass, and the way we did that is we dug the old sod out because it was dead, and then we put sand in there, and then we put our Earth Elements fertilizer, which has a high phosphorus calcium, to get the roots to go. And then we went and cut sod from a different golf course, and then brought it back to Dawson, and then when you lay it, we spray, it's called Biomentum on it, that gets the roots to go, which is it's a fungus product, gets the roots to go, and it looks fantastic. So our plant of the week is bent grass sod.
Okay, so you're putting that sod on the green then?
It's green, yeah.
Oh.
You put that in your yard, but you could, you know, do bluegrass. I mean, they sell bluegrass ryegrass fescue sod and you put that, it's more expensive than seeding grass. Not a lot done around here, but, you know, for new establishments in the metro area, a lot of people sod.
Yep, right.
And
okay, well, our horticulture concern is fall lawn care. Fall lawn care, what can people do to their lawns in the fall here, Duane? Okay, we kind of touched on it already.
With Paul's lawn care. So you should spray the weeds out definitely in the fall. Add fall fertilizer, which is usually a higher phosphorus fertilizer. And then you could add some grass seed if your lawn is thin. And then, again, in the spring, get rid of those crabgrass potential. It's definitely put a crabgrass preventer down next spring because it was horrible this year.
That's right. Okay. All right. Should we jump into some questions here, Duane, from our listeners?
Bet. What do we got, Paul?
Yeah, we got a few phone calls here from our listeners, and one says, what can you do about spider mites in hostas? Will they kill my hostas?
You know, I usually don't see spider mites in hostas, but if you have a web in your hosta, that's a spider mite. You can use a mite is a mite. A mite isn't an insect. So an insecticide doesn't work on a miticide, on a mite. So you definitely have to get a spray that's a miticide. And yeah, it can kill your hostas. A mite sucks all the juices out of the plant, so it looks like it's dry. There's some pretty dry plants out there right now.
Mm-hmm.
The mites usually attack, well, hostas, but spireas, potentillas, and even like big, huge black walnut trees get mites a lot. So... yeah.
What do spider mites, what kind of damage do they do?
Believe it or not, it dries the plant out. It's a sucking creature, and it's really little. And you know you have mites, if you take like a white sheet of paper and put it under the leaves, then tap the leaves on top, and you'll see these little creatures running around on this white piece of paper. That's about the only way you can see them. And it gets to be such a big population of them that they'll suck all the juices out of the plant.
Wow. Okay.
Potentillas are known for red spider mites. If you have potentillas and spireas, you should spray them with a miticide.
Okay. Once again, our phone lines are open, 320-598-7301. That's 598-7301. Another call we got earlier was... this person has noticed that many trees are turning color now, but not yellow and red, but brown and dying quickly. Why?
Brown is not good.
Yep.
I mean, a few of them are turning yellow and a few of them are turning red. The maples are starting to turn red. Brown is not good. They're under stress, and they should not be under stress because of moisture this year. So what it is a lack of nutrients and lack of good soil. Okay, our soils need to get loosened up. Okay, so I've been out there, I don't know if you've seen me around Madison, Dawson, Montevideo, but I've been spraying trees with a product called Save Your Trees, which is a product that myself and a couple other guys have developed, which has beneficial bacteria and beneficial fungi in there. It loosens your soil up, releases the nutrients, and allows the tree to take those nutrients up, and your tree will do a lot better.
Okay.
If they're talking about the lilacs, which we've talked about before, lilacs have a disease called downy mildew and powdery mildew, which is a fungus disease. And if you spray Save My Trees or Save My Lilacs on there, you'll solve that problem right away.
Mm. And on the weather stations, they're already talking fall foliage, and, you know, they're already keeping track on that, you know, how fast the trees are going to be turning here shortly.
So fall foliage, when they're starting to turn color, is the prime time to be spraying your grass or your trees if they have problems with this product called Biomentum. And if you have any questions on that, I'd be glad to answer those.
Okay. All right, another question here, Duane. I think this is a good one. What kind of ornamental grass grows in partial shade, and what kind is the stuff in front of the Lockbrow Courthouse, And what other perennials grow good in shade, partial shade, besides hostas? Kind of three questions there. Ornamental grass grows in partial shade. What kind?
The grass that's in front of the courthouse in Madison will grow in partial shade, and that's called Carl Forrester grass. It's a neat-looking grass because it's very upright. It gets a plume on top, which is kind of an off-white color, and it has lots of stems on it. But it's also a clump grass, okay? That means it doesn't spread by underground stems or underground rhizomes, so it'll stay where you planted it. Some of these grasses go wild and spread all over. But Carl Forrester is probably the most used ornamental grass because of its size. It's pretty, and it doesn't spread all over.
Yeah, it can kind of hide things, too, if you want to hide things in your yard or right? As tall as it grows.
Go outside in the morning and sit and do your program. You want to make a little corner to hide in or what?
Yeah, right.
We can do that.
Yeah.
And around your patio there, Paul.
There we could do that. Yeah, I need a new patio, by the way. So
we do that, too.
Yeah, I know. So the second part of that question, what other perennials grow good in shade, partial shade, besides hostas?
Oh, yeah, I don't think we've talked about this plant, or maybe we have, but one of my favorite perennials that grows very well in the shade is called Sun King Aurelia. If you do not have one of those plants, you should have one. It's a little bigger perennial, but it has bright, shiny, sunny leaves. I mean, it's gold. It just vibrates in the shade. Doesn't really flower a lot. Does have a little cream-colored flower on it, but it gets to be about a 3-foot perennial, and it just stands out in the shade. It's a gold color.
Okay.
That's my favorite. Other ones I'm just going to list. Gold Leaf Bleeding Heart is a good one. There's a product, a plant called Dead Nettle. Coral Bells, Liverwort, Ajuga, Snow on the Mountain. All of those are very hardy here and grow well in the shade.
All right. All right. Well, I want to thank everybody for calling their questions this morning for Dwayne. And, Dwayne, you got a couple minutes here. What's happening at Heather Nursery and Floral?
You know what's new going on this week is we got our bulbs in. I should add that for plant of the week. But our fall bulbs, like tulips, daffodils, crocus, and a few other ones, allium, you plant in the fall because they have to go through a cold treatment, okay? So for that spring blooming tulips, you got to plant the tulips in the fall because they have to go through cold treatment. So you see tulips around, Heather Nursery and Floral has their tulip bulbs in. So maybe before the ground freezes up, you get your tulips in there. We have like yellow, red, two-toned ones, purple, white. So plant your bulbs.
All right. Real good, Dwayne. Well, another good garden show there. And
really quick, this Saturday at The Vine in Dawson, they're having a brunch luncheon type thing. That costs $25, and I think you get a glass of wine with that. And then Heather Nursery and Floral and Soil and Water Conservation are going to have a porch, fall porch pot party. We're going to do planters and plant up fall planters you can put on your front steps, but there is a charge for that, and that depends on what you put in your container. So this Saturday, 1 o'clock.
At The Vine.
At The Vine.
All right. All right, real good, Dwayne. Talk to you next week.
You bet. Thank you. Everybody have a great week.
Dwayne Hassett with Heather Nursery and Floral, and that's another garden show for this week.